tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, friends, we need to be excited about what God is doing in these days. And someone would say, Diana, these are the last day. It's the end of the age. We've been hearing that a long, long time. But you know what? Those people, Diana, who says we're living in the last days, they were right. They are right. We can't sit back and say, well, they say that. Over 50 years ago, I heard the same thing, and I'm hearing it today. We are living in the last days. They are perfectly right. Why? Because Jesus say, God says, a day to me, to him is completely different. One day is like a what? 1,000 years. So if it's the last day, just think about 1,000 years. Okay, I hope I cleared that up with somebody this morning.
We never know when our last day is on the earth.
Yes.
So we know that life is short, death is sure. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun, and there is no do-over. So each and every day, we must make our day count. We are excited to dive back into this teaching, launch out into the deep. And there are three key phrases that go along with this teaching that are going to come out during this week, and you do not want to miss it. Should we give them all three at once?
Yeah, we'll give it, because Dad, we don't want it to miss it. Ours is a cliffhanger. We should just give one. You got to come back. Let's do one at a time, Dad.
Okay.
You got to come back. You get all three. Then you say, "Okay, I heard it." So, no. We're going to give a cliffhanger, boy. This is it. You got to come back tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow until 5 days pass.
All right. Launch out into the deep when it seems like everything is lost.
Yes.
When it seems like everything is lost, we must still launch out into the deep. So we are still in Luke chapter 5, starting at verse 1 to review. So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." So that is our first key phrase for the week. Nevertheless, when it seems like everything is lost, when disappointment has set in, nevertheless, we must continue to move at his word. Nevertheless.
Yes. Yeah. It's so amazing. In this life, things happen. Mm-hmm. In other words, life happens. The unexpected happened. And when it seems like my dream, my vision, my hope, all of this is almost gone. It's like, you know, 100%, like when my phone charger, it started out on 100%. And then sooner or later, it's on 1%. It's not dead yet, but it tells me it's almost at the point where it's going to die. And then we got to do what? Do something. Oh. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had your phone and see it at 1%, 3%? And 3% say, I still have a little way to go. And then it shows you another time, 1%. Then you know it's at the point of dying. So you have to what? Do something. So here it is this morning. When it seems like everything that you hope for is at the point of death, then there is a phrase called nevertheless.
There's a power source.
Yes.
So the phone dwindles down to 1%.
Yeah.
But you could plug it in to the unlimited power source.
Yes.
And you could continue to be able to operate it. Nevertheless.
I'm going to plug my phone in.
Yeah.
It's all going to die, but I plug it in.
And it's still then going to have power. It's going to pull from the power source. You don't have to let it die. Because I know my phone, once it dies and then I plug it in, I got to wait a little while for it to juice up a little bit before I could cut it back on. But if you could get plugged in before it fully shuts down, you have a nevertheless experience. It looked like it was over.
Yeah.
It looked like I wasn't going to be able to connect in that way. But when we plug in to the power source, the unlimited power source of the Lord Jesus Christ, His wisdom, His guidance, His direction of the way that we should go. That's what He did for Peter. Peter had a problem. His boat was empty. Jesus had a problem. He needed more space. And when the two converged together, they both fulfilled each and every one of them's problem. They were the solution to one another's problem.
Hold it right there. Jesus, the Son of David, Jesus, the Savior, watch his word, the Savior, when he converged, when we converge together, life come, victory come, triumph come, deliverance come. So watch this, Diane. I can trade my sorrow. I can trade my sickness. I can trade my emptiness for the joy that Jesus gives, the deliverance that Jesus gave. Everything is in Jesus. So those of us this morning who might be listening on Make Your Day Count, if you have some sorrow in your life, we're going to encourage you now to trade it for Jesus. Trade it for Jesus. If you have some sickness in your life, make a trade today. Ask Jesus to come into your life. If you have some emptiness, empty space, ask Jesus to fulfill it. So I am willing this Monday morning to trade my sickness, to trade my sorrow, to trade my emptiness. For who? For Jesus Christ. Have him. Watch. Peter was willing to trade, to make a trade, his empty boat for Jesus Christ. Jesus came into that boat and the situation changes.
In Isaiah chapter 61, it tells us in verse 3, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning,
the
garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. So there is an exchange. He's given beauty for ashes. Just like when we go to the store, if your size 8 shoes are too small and you want to exchange them for a size 9, you can't keep the size 8 as well. You have to freely release the whole pair of shoes. You can't keep one. Let me keep one size 8. No, you can't do that. You got to release. In order for there to be exchange, you have to release what you're holding on to. We have to release what we're holding on to. So he's saying here that the exchange, in order for us to receive his beauty, we have to be willing to surrender the ashes. In order to receive the oil of joy, we have to be willing to surrender, to exchange mourning. In order to receive the garment of praise, we have to be willing to exchange, let go of the spirit of heaviness. And in that, we may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. So Jesus was planted that day in Peter's boat. There was an exchange. Peter's emptiness for the fullness of Jesus Christ. Peter's lack for the prosperity of Jesus Christ. They converged. That's such a powerful word. They converged together.
Yes. And when you when Jesus enters your life, when Jesus enter into the situation, remember, change come. Mm-hmm. Change come. Wherever, when we read the whole life of Jesus Christ, every time Jesus goes into a city, change come. Mm-hmm. Wherever Jesus, whenever Jesus enter, change come. Mm-hmm. Change always follow. And that's why that beautiful word that we use it, that converge, that conversion take place. When my life converge with his life, then change come. Change has to come. And the Bible says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Okay? Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, it is pruned, it is taken away. And every branch that is bearing fruit, he pruned it that it might bring forth more fruit. So that tells me, he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Watch this, this conversion. Once we hook up with Jesus, once we plug in, like you say, we plug into that source, we got to produce. Mm-hmm.
Isaiah chapter 61 is all about Jesus. Yeah. This is where he had found the place where it was written of him when he was that day looking through the book in the synagogue when it was his turn to stand up and read. He found the place where it was written in Isaiah chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And here, verse 4 is where the convergence takes place. And they shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolations. And they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Well, who is they? They is a pronoun for each and every person that was described in the previous verses. They is those who were once poor, who were yes. once brokenhearted, who were once captive, who were once bound, who once mourned, who once were immersed in ashes, who were weighed down with the spirit of heaviness. That's they that he's calling for. They shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. The Spirit of God, when the Spirit of God converges within us, when we dwell together, when we accept him as the vine dresser for our life. We accept him as the vine, the fruit-bearing part, and we do our job as the branch. What does the branch do? It holds up the vine. It remains steadfast, immovable, and it uplifts, it lifts up the vine in order for it to bear fruit. We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, 10 a.m. Sunday morning.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Speak and say the words that no one else will ever say. Love like the world we know is over in a day. I'm going.